You see that Bitcoin is making moves towards being one of these perhaps unit of accounts, this global reserve currency with gold. Cryptos are spiking after Fed minutes signal, quote, financial instability fears. Bitcoin has spiked above 5,400, and the rest of the crypto space is soaring, seemingly catalyzed by Fed minutes, which showed a lack of immediacy in cutting rates and anxiety over leverage and financial instability. Quote, a few participants observed that the appropriate path for policy, insofar as it implied lower interest rates for longer periods of time, could lead to greater financial stability risks. And that's the spike that happened immediately upon the Fed minutes being released.
Right. Well, I'll be speaking again at the Bitcoin 2019 conference in San Francisco. The topic will be the Tao of Bitcoin. And you just need to understand that Bitcoin is on its own journey, and it has a way of making people that challenge it look really stupid. In the Bitcoin space, of course, you had Craig Wright, you had Roger Ver, you had Mike Hearn, these type people that suffered from Bitcoin derangement syndrome. Now, in the past couple of years, you've got Nouriel Roubini, Paul Krugman, and a few others that are in mainstream economics now who are looking really stupid because they never took the time to investigate what Bitcoin's all about. They obviously know nothing about economics, finance, or markets, otherwise, they would not make such ill-informed opinion. And soon, a state actor will begin mining Bitcoin for strategic reserve purposes, and the hash wars will be played out on a state level. And that's what will take us to new all-time highs as we get closer to the prediction we made on this show back in 2011, when the price was a dollar, that we'll see $100,000 per Bitcoin.